I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Previously on Pint of Cthulhu. Well, we got rid of those... that pesky eagle one way or another. Found ourselves swamped in the night by a pack of those disgusting little gators. Too hard to take care of them. Give them a 1-2 punch and they were gone. Unfortunately, my dear comrades have managed to crash into a full town full of critters. Get into some trouble from that, no doubt.
We don't know that
Find
yet.
Out on this episode of Pint of Cthulhu. Right, there you go.
Fair enough. So, completely off the rails now, because I have had no idea of what the hell to do, considering you decided to drive a van into the shanty town of the critters that were basically being outcast.
We don't know if we drove into the shantytown.
No.
We don't know what we drove into yet.
We don't know who's dead.
Flower, why the fuck did you say who's all dead? Why?
First off, let's see. Alive. Toucan, roll me a D100. If it's over 50 by a certain degree, then if it's 60 or so, I will say you've missed the shanty town. However, oh Jesus Christ!
That's a three.
That was a three out of 100.
D100.
I've been rolling a D100 and I got a 6 and a 3.
Someone else needs to take it up, and it can't keep happening.
Oh,
we hit that shantytown dead on, full speed.
Everyone's dead. Everyone's dead.
Okay,
you know, this might actually work for us because the people that want, like, the
there weren't any parking spots outside.
The guards for the fun fair were getting annoyed with the shantytown people.
Someone needs to roll me. I don't care who needs to roll me a D20.
Not to.
No, you know what? Two can roll me a D20.
No!
Okay,
that
so
would be a four.
You've only killed 4 critters within the shanty town.
Did we at least kill the alligator?
Oh yeah, that thing has been destroyed.
Excellent.
There's bits of it all over the car park. And you know what? Hey, at least the hawk has dinner now.
I haven't tried alligator myself. I'm about to give it a go.
Yeah, good old hawk. He's going to be quite happy with me.
There's that, after all. Fucking crazy bastards.
I did tell them to leave.
You did. And then they sort of decided to drive into the shantytown. So, what's your first reactions after you kind of...
We framed the postman.
Regained
the only way out.
Consciousness.
Mission succeeded. We have saved the town.
I dare say, Mr. Jacob, that was quite a good show. I do say I will take away your driver's license. You are revoked. You have no business driving.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you there, Mr. Toucan. It's not my strong suit.
You see a shanty town and you see 2 baby bunnies and a baby rabbit. What do you hit? The gas.
Yeah, okay. So you definitely kill children now.
Shotgun baby!
You just hear the... What the... What a
my
fuck.
Baby, my
the
baby!
The orphanage, no!
What the fuck are you doing?
We just saved the town from a horrifying alligator attack.
You killed 4 people.
We also killed 4 alligators.
And we made sure that the orphanage didn't have to find homes for 4 orphans, that's for sure.
I you hit the orphanage.
Yeah, that's 4 less disadvantaged children.
The damn kids had it coming, let me tell you.
But they wanted to live in this horrible world.
You killed 4 children. You're supposed to be on our side, aren't you?
Look at the amount of people we saved.
The strong live, the weak die.
I wouldn't say we're not on your side, but I would say we're definitely not on the side of the orphans. That's clear.
Meanwhile, you just hear, dumb fucks, as the guards are looking down and laughing.
Is it morning yet?
Well, here's the thing. It will fade as you eventually kind of somehow get to sleep after.
We sleep like babies, like mugs. Perfectly content with the cards of the men.
Yeah, that's a success. I'm going to sleep like a baby.
If you want to heal, now's your time to do it.
Alright.
I dare say we've got a job well done, everyone.
So do we eat? Do we heal from sleep or just food?
No, you heal from food.
Ah, okay. Mm. Anyone?
I'm okay.
Gertrude, fully by thing.
Yes.
Meatball here would probably do you some good.
Yeah.
Come on, Gertrude.
Munch away.
Yeah, D6 health. Get you a little bit better. You thought you'd do better in a fight. You.
Yeah. I'm gonna swap her my sausage roll though. I'll take the meatball, she has the roll.
Well, if you eat the meatball, it won't take up the space. If you're just eating it.
Okay.
You eat it.
Just roll 6 then.
Yep.
Poop it out.
2.
Well, you're up 2 health. Flour, you under anything?
No, I'm okay, I've not.
Biscuit, haven't you?
No, I got fuck all.
Should have a biscuit.
I have
a nice pair of shoes.
Actually, Matt, I'm sorry, I'll take my turn. I was going to eat the sausage roll as well, but we'll get there.
Yeah, no, go for it. You can eat the sausage roll as well.
Cool. I'm going to just quickly. Just while you guys are talking, I'm just having a good old feed to all my food.
Well, that's a +2, so yeah, you get 2. So
19.
Yeah, you're not too far off of health, you know. Yeah, flour, you want anything, or cap?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I don't have any food on in my character sheet. But.
I don't have any food either.
Okay, hang on. We got given 3 biscuits. Hold on, stop.
Yeah,
we got given 3 biscuits. Who has them?
If they disappeared, then.
It's because the character sheet's
right. I mean, you can have those if you want.
Yeah.
I've not got that much
space. Cat probably had one.
Well, if you're eating them. You could just say they're in the van. You'd have to win the van for now. I'll let you
have
that
if
you want. If Cap's got one and you've got 2, you'll get 4 health back, which will get you up to 4. Well, it will get you up to 4. That is the 2 biscuits that you would have. Cap, are you going to eat your one?
No, I'm good.
You're going to save yours?
Yep.
Okay. So, with that, you somehow managed to sleep through the night, knowing full well you've just run into a box of orphans.
Just a cardboard box of free kittens right on the side.
We saved the town.
From
we
those horrible
space.
Orphans.
Not
they
the
were urchins
the
for sure.
The
they had a bad look
your
in
face.
Their eye. I think they were stealing shit.
So, as you were... somehow managed to sleep through the night. It becomes morning, and the Shantytown are all just kind of staring at you in a distance. They're not too sure what to think anymore.
Jacob swaggers out the van like a hero.
Kick the door open.
Not kind for kind words, but frankly, the alligators would have done far worse to you. Suppose we can make it up to you in part by helping you with this rebellion of yours.
Make up to it. They need to be making up to us. We've saved the town.
Yeah, what do we get paid for saving the town?
Roll me a vibe check at disadvantage. Oh, please do button.
Oh, my vibe's not good anyway, but we'll see.
No, not you, Cap. Just Jay.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's a 1.
That's fine. That's a 1. Yeah.
Appropriate.
You basically just get told to fuck off.
Fuck off!
Fuck off, you bastard. What do you think you're doing? You've just killed 4 kids.
Oh, were they your kids?
Here's a question. Kalash is going to waddle back towards the group and go, huddle real quick, if you don't mind. Look, these fuckers don't like us.
You don't have a particular reason to like them. I think you're a lot as morally bankrupt as I'm often accused of being. I know the plan was rebellion and freedom for all of them, but they're going to be this ungrateful. Why don't we take the park for ourselves?
Aye, fuck it. I mean, we can get in now. We've just reduced the number of people begging to get in, and we've got an eagle on our side.
I say we play the long game. We don't know how many areas there are, how many groups of people, how much shit we'll need.
Exactly right. This doesn't change the plan. We'll just go in. We'll go looking for
guys.
Well, we are, obviously.
Well, okay.
Yes, we play along with their rebellion idea. And then when we find this glorious night fucker,
we take
the park for ourselves.
We might be able to get paid more. What with being eagle killers and alligator killers.
Yes.
We ride the fame. We ride the anger.
Yeah,
ride
the fame. Let's go.
The infamy.
I dare say, I do like this whole, tally-ho business and revolution, but in screw getting paid for eagle killers and alligator killers, let's just raid the whole vault.
Yes, take the entire park. That's all I need. Any new place to stay since that tree fell down? I'd have it all.
All right, let's go into recon mode then.
Okay. As you discuss your now evil plans, very evil plans.
Would you expect anything less?
Don't you know we're the Sensible Vikings?
We will pillage everything.
We came, we saw, we killed.
Is there any more orphans to kill? Do we need to finish off the orphanage?
No, I think we have enough orphans for now.
You do not need
Where's
to finish
the hospital?
Off anymore. You do not need to finish off any more orphans.
You sure? So, there's still a few running around.
Anyway, as it becomes morning, the guards are trolling the top of the gate and they shout down and we go, right. Right, we've got a job for you new five. And you're... What the fuck is that you're with?
Don't worry about it, it's not ours. It's found it on the ground.
We'd like to make an entrance.
That thing ought to poke your eye out.
Poke someone's eye out, that's for sure. Right, you said you had a job? What is it? What's wrong with this?
No, power's gone out in a certain area. We need you to go into the side of the big shop and reset the switch, but it's full of... Well, I mean, it points to the post window. It's full of... For a shit like that.
For the perverts?
Well, yes, some of them are definitely perverts, others are just downright fucking creepy.
Fair enough. Oh. Get on then!
Alright.
You have power stations, so you're saying only one power station is down? Where are the other power stations?
It's not a power station. We don't quite know how the power works. It just goes through the shop, it powers the lights inside. And various other transport machinery and whatnot. So, you know.
Can I do a insight check or whatever to see where, if I'm able to like fly up and see where the power comes in to the shantytown?
It's not the shantytown, it's into the park itself.
So it's the main power?
Essentially what they're trying to get you to do is you need to go inside of the big shop, reset the breaker switch, and it will turn power on for something they're using.
I know.
The main power to this park is underground.
It's underground. Okay. That's all I wanted to know. So this is just for one specific outlet? Or is it for a whole building?
This is just a job they've given you. They're not going to tell you what this power switch does. They're just going to tell you to go in, flip a switch, and come back out again.
Well, I'm trying to get this information because if we're going to take over the park, I want to know where the power comes in so I can tear it off and have an
considering this park is over 20 years abandoned and it's not even real, it's going to be difficult to find that out. Because, yeah.
So, I dare say, if we do this job, we might be indebted, maybe an inn. But if we know where this power in, I'm whispering this. Without them listening.
Stage whisper.
Without the other ones.
Stage whisper.
I have stage whisper. I go, So if we can figure out what this power is, if they need it for something, then knowing where it's at, we may be able to turn it off and use it as leverage. If we turn it on, they use it, we can
use tell you what, Token, we'll take the job, we'll go to the building, we'll do the job, and while we're there, let's see if we can get you a bird's eye view.
Yes. I like this. It's a good idea. Good idea. Yes.
You're going to be a star.
Project Take Over the Park is a go, and I put my wing in. Everybody, put your wing. Oh, sorry. Paws in. I'm the only one with the wing. Put your paws in.
Put my foot on top of your wing.
Can Calaris take a torn off gator foot and put it in?
Yeah. You know what? I will say one of you can have a gator's foot as a weapon.
Probably fighting with my shoes on.
It would have been so much better to just use your paw. Like, why? Why? Like, what?
Not
why?
Touching you, filthy little thing.
We need to think of a name. What's the name of our team? What's our team?
Evil.
Calamity
team,
crew?
Team Falling Log? Because we were in a tree and it became a log, you know, and it threw it down. But we Falling Log? Falling Log team? Or are we Team Big Dick Postman? I'm thinking Big Dick Postman.
Team Wooded Up.
Team Drop a Lock.
Team Wooded Up, because we're from the woods and we're going off.
Wooded Up. Oh, I love it. I love it. What do you think, Mr. Jacob? What do you think? Team Wooded Up?
Something got like wood? That. Team, I like the wood angle. Team Big
Wood. The wood?
Team Hardwood.
Team Hardwood?
Yes.
Team
like
Hardwood Postman? Hardwood Postman?
Hardwoodies, yes.
Good God. Team Hardwood Men.
Hardwood man, yes, I love it. I love it. Perfect.
So, with this, you're allowed inside. The gates open with a crack, and the dust kind of blows out almost as if opening an ancient tomb to some extent. Just because, why not, for dramatic effect? And as you walk through the main entrance complex, you see the old ticket booths. They're worn down. They're kind of dilapidated to some extent. You see a few outbuildings that are just kind of possibly maintenance, maybe a few other bits and pieces. You see a giant toilet block. You see a massive kind of rack of like baby strollers, you know, the ones that you find in children's parks. You know, they sit around, they're kind of shaped as if they're like little funny cars.
Yeah, do they have like flags on them? Yeah, that way you find your stroller flags.
Yeah, fuck it. They have flags on, why not? And you're directed to a giant shop that is basically perched on top of this hill, which when you look down it very quickly for the brief glance you get, you can see the whole park in front of you, and this thing goes on for miles. It's huge. And there are various different lands. But you don't get to look at it long before you're ferried inside this big main shop filled with merchandise. It's the Fun Urchin Shop. And it would be where they sell all the shit to the children. And you'd imagine there's parents in there at one point being sucked into buying overpriced toys. And the
right
bellman turned around to you.
Yeah, actually, parents.
Speaking of these overpriced
damn
toys.
Damn right we are.
Can we do a bit of like an item search around? Like a
give it a minute.
Shopping trip.
Oh, getting ahead of myself,
aren't we? So, just a wee bit. The guard will turn to you and goes, "Right, not sure how many of those creepy bastards are in there. I'm fairly certain there's a few, and we're not too sure where they are. They seem to move around a lot and." Quite frankly, the last time we went in there, they're fucking. They're just get in there and deal with it. I don't even want to know.
See an animatronic at the side of the room, park its head up.
Well, you know what? Yes, there is a animatronic of the Fun Urchin Park mascot. Who wants to describe what that could be?
Yeah, okay, go on then. So I think it's like a clam or an oyster? And it's going to have two googly eyes on it and a pair of really light, lanky legs. With a tongue poking out as well, like a bit of a funny way, a funny angle.
It's a giant animatronic bugbear because they had a Dungeons & Dragons crossover.
Oh.
So it's a fuzzy bug.
Did someone say D&D and fuzzy bear?
Metagaming. Muddy metagaming fuzzy bugbear.
That'd be spiky. Urchins are spiky, so it'd be like, would it be spiky, the sea urchin? Or some
Tookie. You need to take one or pass it on to someone else for a chance of two, because you did just say a real brand. Even metagaming.
I hate you so much. D&D. I hate you so much. I'll take the one.
Son of a bitch.
But
I'll take the one.
It's gonna bite you in the ass eventually. I'm gonna tell you, it's going to.
Is it really?
It will. It will. You'll find out when I get in your Minecraft server. That's for damn sure. It will find out.
Griefin, do you take another one or do you pass it off?
You're gonna die. I'm gonna kill you. I'm taking the one because I'm nice and I'm not letting someone else take it. Down to nine, you garbage human being.
How are you down to nine?
I lost two, and then lost another two, and then I lost one, and then I lost another one. I'm down six.
Oh, the health bars didn't save from last time.
I wrote down how much, because I'm nice, and I wrote down how much I lost.
Do you want us to give you a healing item? I can't have some.
Nine. Yeah, I've got a biscuit for you if you want.
Yeah, and you have the, what are the energy...
I'm like missing all. I'm missing all these feathers out of my tail. I'm like, don't worry, I'm fine. My tears come down my eyes. I'm okay.
Shaved. Said something, dude.
I'm okay.
Fragile little thing.
People ask if we can save all of you. To heal?
I'll be okay.
You sure?
Don't worry, I'll be fine.
You're backup character.
I'll be just fine. Don't worry.
Tooken, my friend, take this biscuit.
He's plus two.
I appreciate it.
I just give it
to Mr. Jacob. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Until you realize how soggy the biscuit is.
Aww.
You had to go there.
Hey, I didn't say soggy with what substance. I just say I got rained on a little bit.
You don't.
Orange juice.
Yeah, orange juice.
Okay. So I'm going to have you all roll a... Let's go for a noggin, because that's stuff for human stuff.
Alright, noggin check.
I got a four.
Got a one. Because I got enough. Oh wait, no, it's don't click.
I got a two!
Right, so you all kind of set off around this little like dank and rotted shop. There's the remains of toys, long forgotten, dotted on the shelves. And yet every now and again you'll hear things scampering around, and something's breathing, or accumulative to breathing if they could.
Jacob's ears are just twitching in the direction of the sounds.
Right. So Cartman got a four.
I got a four as well.
Oh yeah, you both got fours. Okay. So, as you two disappear off, I'm going to want both of you to roll another d6, and whoever gets the highest gets the better item here.
I only got two there, mate, so Cartman. I think Cartman's going to get it.
What, roll d6?
Unless he rolls a one.
Yeah.
Gets a one again.
Yeah, just by three. So, Cartman, as you're rummaging through over in one of the distant areas, you find... To come to the surface. Now let's see if I can read the damn thing. It's called a Gamma Gachi.
A Gamma Gachi.
A Gamma Gachi.
Oh. Why does that sound so familiar?
I don't know, it's so close. I feel like the DM needs to take one damage.
It's so close!
Hey!
Yeah!
It's an actual Blister Critters object.
Yeah.
The place starts to shake.
It's irradiated.
Yep. So, affectionate sort of plus 1 minute. So once per session, a single critter can attend to the Gamagachi and enjoy their expressive little faces, cute 8-bit antics. Whoever does so regains 2d4 pool. If someone else tries to play with the Gamagachi again on the same day, something's going to happen. I'm not going to tell you what, because that's going to ruin a surprise.
It explodes.
You get a free access. It's going to free beep, bop, beep, beep. Once per scene, a critter can play with the Gamagachi, feeding them digital carrots and 8-bit bit mochi. Make a 6 plus vibe check. If the critter succeeds, the Gamagachi emotes a smile, a sassy wink, and the crit gains advantage on their next check. However, if you fail, it frowns with a devil face and you will suffer disadvantage on your next check. So you now have this item, Cartman.
Awesome.
Good luck.
So
I'm going to
disadvantage gambler that you've got there.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But if someone else tries to fuck with it, something will happen. Let me just try and send that to you now so I don't forget.
Gertrude have pet.
Yeah, pretty much.
Gertrude have pet. Gertrude's going to put her new pet on one of her porcupines. Okay, that's it.
Dangling.
And Cap, you will find yourself a soda of some sort.
I'm happy with that.
Now.
Shots.
Sorry, Matt, where did you... Oh, I see. Sorry.
I sent it to you in Discord.
Yeah.
I sent it to you in Discord.
No, I'm getting there. I'm just reading.
And as I say, we're a little bit early for the ad read, but I think this is a perfect time for someone to describe to me what this type of soda is, and that person is going to be Tugan.
Christ. Damn, that's fine. It was...
Damn it.
I mean, it picked it up, but that's fine. Tugan can read it.
Well, you've already had an ad read, so it's not fair to pick on you again, so I'm going to pick on Tugan.
Oh my gosh. Oh god, I can't think of anything. But too much beer. I'm kidding.
Not enough. Just read what the beer says.
First random name that comes to your head.
Disco Daisy's Discount Cola.
That's wonderful, actually.
Boom. Discount Daisy's Discount Cola. Okay, and what does this Discount Daisy's Discount Cola taste like?
I don't know why. Oh man. First thing I could think of was like laxative. And the first thing I thought of was is like liquid magnesium.
Oh no.
And I was like, this is perfect. See, it's a it's kind of a medicine. So you see, it's really good. You see, if you take it really soon, it'll clear out your system really great. If you need to go really cheap like, this is the way to go.
Uh-huh. You're saying it's a laxative.
Oh yeah, it's a laxative. Full on.
I know what it'll do. It's a poison cure.
Well, I've actually just sent you the thing it comes off of from the actual main thing, but have a read of that.
Alright, okay,
like.
So this one makes you hyperactive, so... You burn grit faster, and then you're exhausted and unable to act for the rest of the scene.
Just like the shits?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you can change that if you want. I'll let you guys
Okay, so let me just read this to you. It says here, energy soda makes you hyperactive, even more so during the afternoon phase. Drinking a can can instantly give you D10 grit, which can put you past your maximum. In the afternoon, you get D12 plus 1, but you don't just burn as much grit in the next 5 minutes. You slump over, exhausted and unable to act for the rest of the scene. So basically, it's a temporary 15 minutes worth of grit that keeps you going, that you can burn off as fast as you like, and you have to take some sort of exhaustion status afterwards.
Temporary little boost.
Yeah.
All right, that does not go in the realm of laxative, so I hyperly protest.
Yes.
You get 15 minutes of feeling hyper energized and really
healthy. And then shit your brains out. You need to shit your brains out. That's what this needs to do.
You gave him an ad read without telling him what the product was. That's not fair.
Yeah, I kind of decided.
Yeah, and you told me it was a soda. I had all kinds of ad reads set up here, and none of them involved a soda.
I will let you do one of yours then. If you would like to do another one, you can do your one. Go on.
Well, it's too late. I've already done one. I thought, now I'm embarrassed. Now I've done Discount Daisy's. now I've done Disco Daisy's Discount Soda. Nope.
And you know what? It's actually really quite good. I like that name.
Look, too bad. Too bad. You're going to have to accept it. You're not getting the other one.
Disco Daisy or Discount Daisy?
Disco Daisy's Discount Soda. Laxative soda.
I think I like Discount Daisy's Disco Soda.
Discount Daisy's Disco Soda is perfect. It makes your asshole go. It makes your asshole do the disco. That's for sure.
Yeah, disco soda does sound like an energy drink, so we'll go for that.
Disco soda.
Jay, you seem to find a very hyperactive kind of air horn, and all it starts saying to you in a whisper is, "Blow me, blow me."
I haven't heard that since my college days. And then before that, when that took us. So should we... Well... Look, keep quiet about it and sure.
And Nicolaris will blow the horn.
So, yeah, you've essentially just... you press the top of this thing down, and... Yeah, it... That exact noise, yes, well done. The most loudest noise. But there's something almost semi-erotic to how it just does it.
Oh.
Go on then, Mac.
Erotic, you say?
An erotic air horn.
Oh,
Jacob
God.
Backflips off the top of the shelf.
Wow.
Ew, ew.
I don't need to hear for it.
Yes,
exactly.
That's the one. Ew, ew.
So this that's thing is voice, a 3... But... It's a 3SP. It will stun anything in front of it for one round after you make the sound.
Oh, of course it does.
Have to do the sound.
Did that horn just say ooh-woo?
Exactly. You'll have to make that exact sound if you want to stun something. Though.
You've been trying to get a clip of me seeing that shit for years.
Ooh-woo!
And now you're going to have to do it.
Motherfucker.
Don't worry, Jay. It's for his private collection.
Yeah, I know.
I ain't that fucking weird. Do be serious.
Yeah, it says the man with the feet.
You literally have a clip of me saying a poo-covered mini-nuke, so I don't even want to fucking hear it.
Well, you said
it
like seven times.
Yeah, that's kind of on you.
The shit that you have saved? Yeah, don't even fucking start with me, Matt.
I don't have it saved anymore.
Oh, really?
If anybody wants to hear what it says, join the Discord.
Really?
Yeah.
Once the soundboard dies, you die.
We really want to talk about this, Matt. These are all me! All of these!
Anyway, Flower, you end up finding... You end up finding a light bulby. Due to their genius design, it's pretty damn useless. It essentially, its life purpose is to be screwed into the most light, standard light fixture possible.
Its life purpose is to be screwed.
Yeah. You just find a light bulb and it kind of sits there going, are you going to screw me?
Screw you all the way, baby.
Maybe yes.
You're going to screw... Where are you going to screw me?
I'm going to screw you in that hole up there on the ceiling.
Carmen, you're not a flower.
Break it.
Wait, no, yeah, hell. Hang on.
No, sorry, I got confused there. Sorry, I thought you talked to me.
Fuck off!
You just get said to fuck off.
Just talking to herself the other side of the room.
Fucking animal look.
Talking to the pat doll.
what are you going to do with this light bulb?
There's no fixtures about, is there?
It stares at you. I mean, there is a fixture around, but there's quite clearly no power inside this building at the moment. As I say, the power's tripped.
I just keep hold of it for now.
It's just going to kind of sit in your hand and be like, oh, screw. Kind of stare at you ever lovingly. And now we get to Toucan. Toucan. As your character is rummaging around in the bric-a-brac box, you find something hard.
Oh, God. Ooh,
you piece of shit.
Sounds like a hard and familiar.
Still dominates.
Do you pull it out? Do you pull it out?
Go on.
What did I find? Matt?
Well, you can see him on the picture already. You find the bat doll.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
That would have been a really good way to introduce an ad read.
I hate you
that
so,
was
we
so had one. You know.
Much.
Hey, you want to do this? Oh,
I'm going to throw it across the room. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't have hands. So what was I digging in the trough with?
Your mouth. Oh, God.
What would I be digging in the trough with, Matt? Think
that
about,
wasn't what I
think
was
about it, Matt. What would I be digging with, Matt?
Hey, I already had to blow someone. It's fair that you do the same.
I can't say.
That's gonna be
I
would have
spit,
said you had the ability to pick things up with your phone.
I spit him out.
Spit on him?
You don't swallow?
And I stomp on him with my fucking feet. I smash his face in. His face! His face! His face.
I was going to happily say that you can pick things up with your like your wings, you know, in that cartoony fashion.
Yeah, you would think.
But I want you want to just go with your mouth for everything, then, you know, that's how we can
I'm a toucan, that's what I do. It's the biggest part of my body.
Go on, get your mouth found it.
Well, I'm going to go vomit in the trash can. If y'all would excuse me.
I'm actually not trying to pick on Dugan here either.
There's no need to try to
pick on him.
Do you think we can put this this postman thing somewhere so that it doesn't keep popping up?
Can we kill it?
Is there like a lockbox we can put him in?
I'm
gonna look him in the cash register.
Does anybody have a lighter? I'm gonna fucking burn this trough of them. I'm gonna light it on fire.
It's only the one. Hey, it followed you in there.
I'm going to kill it.
Okay.
I'm gonna burn it.
So
we can lock it in the chill register, see if it dad gets rid of it. Come on.
So as you're exploring the shop, you all have your new items, as it were, or your things that you're now kind of attached to. Toucan, yes, you can throw the postman across the shop. It will land with a thud against the wall.
So, Mr. Jacob, could you burn that fucking thing for me? That would be great.
If I had a lighter, I'd be glad to.
I mean, you could potentially find a lighter.
Fine, I will look for a lighter.
Cool. Then roll me the this thing. I don't understand why noggin is the only thing that's related for all checks, but
instinct
is what it is. So,
well, it's for stuff finding, crafting, and human knowledge. So I guess it works.
Yeah, noggin.
Instinct does. Yeah, it says noggin for stuff finding, but it does say seeing, hearing, smelling, and awareness is all instinct.
Well, I rolled a six for noggin. Is that good enough for me to just have a wee look around and find a lighter?
Yeah, I'll say you can find a lighter.
Alright, so, Token's just asked me to light the thing on fire. The bunny just sort of looks about with his wee bunny eyes. He goes, oh! Runs over to the shelf, picks up a lighter, and he picks up the postman doll by the feet and starts trying to light up the lighter.
Fun Ocean Flames, the best lighters around.
So for some reason, this theme park for children is selling Fun Urchin style lighters, and every time you click the thing, it gives a nifty little catchphrase of Fun Urchin.
Fun Urchin Flames!
Exactly. Fun Urchin Flames, the best lighters around. And you start trying to burn the postman, who
He bags the bunny.
You see, the thing was, this postman was supposed to be a friendly character that everyone enjoyed, until someone decided to draw him with his cock out.
I wonder who that could be.
You know,
there could be more than one postman.
You didn't have to fucking use him, so I don't want to hear it.
I mean, in real life, there are more than one postman. Just because one of them's a pervert doesn't mean all of them have to be.
Oh, all of them will be. If you want me to make different perverts, I can.
One's got balls.
I don't even have any control over this, guys. Yeah. I'm literally being forced.
You're being held hostage. Pervert fat. Those black and white suck.
I mean, we might get like a rainforest driver or.
Oh, I can make something else if you want something else.
Oh, good God! So, this postman doll turns out to be the fun urchin kind of style doll, and where do you pick this thing up by?
The legs.
The legs.
Which leg?
Both.
Roll me a scrap. I'm gonna roll a d6 for scurry. It's got a 5.
Oh, Jesus.
It's gonna beat a 5.
I got a 6.
Well, then, yeah, you kind of just start burning this thing alive.
Excellent. Yeah, he tried to run away, but I grabbed him by the leg, and his as he saw the flames coming towards his face, his phallus fell from its erect status to the most pitiful little flaccid thing you've ever seen as his eyes melted out of his skull.
So you're basically gonna Indiana Jones and the Lost Ark.
Yep, very much like the is Nazi our brand? Can I say that?
I say you can say that.
Did you just ask if Nazi's a brand?
Yeah.
The fuck?
I just didn't want to take damage for saying Nazi.
I'm not gonna make you take damage for saying
that. The thing is, we're talking about Indiana Jones, we're not talking about wait, that's a brand. Fuck.
Well, you got yourself one way or another.
No,
right?
No, yeah, I mean, the GM said it. He said Raiders of the Lost Ark. He said that. No, no. I put my foot down. I feel like this. That was over the line. That Matt said it. And Cap
I
can't
was
say
gonna
it.
Actually
anyway,
say.
Anyway, besides what I was gonna say was just like he melts like that Nazi officer at the end of Indiana Jones. That's all I was gonna say.
What I was gonna say is I did say it first. I would give you a pass on that one.
Fabulous. That's what happened.
But I don't think that Nazi is a brand somehow.
I was just checking.
Nazi, TM.
I mean, someone could Google that in a minute and see what happens.
Here we go.
Nazi, TM? What?
So wondering if it counted in the rules of the game, but we're happy with
that.
It's
not a brand. It's not a brand. Okay.
We can talk.
It's a political party, not a brand.
We've came to a conclusion. We can stop talking about it.
Just trying to see if it actually is.
It's not.
The more you know.
The first thing that comes up is saying the Nazi brand in Google. History corner.
I Google that.
Yeah, that's like how they conducted themselves and how it got popularized and used by other people. That's right, not saying they're actually a brand, like, as a product.
Yeah,
brand.
It's a burn. They just burn people. They're brand.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Okay.
They're not a brand.
Let's get off of the Third Reich talk, shall we? And get back to burning a postman into a puddle of goo and a giant penis.
And I just sort of look, smile towards the Tukin and give a wee thumbs up.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
No problem, good sir.
Fire! God.
It's predictable. Fire, chaos, murder.
To be fair, I think that's the first time I've burned something down.
Yeah. Right.
Right. So everyone needs to roll me a instinct check, and you need to beat a 7.
Instinct check?
Oh dear. That's a high mark.
Eight.
Oh, it's a 2. It's a 5. Yeah, I've only got a d8 for 5.
I rolled a 6.
Uh oh. We're gonna get rocked.
Isn't this a fun turn of events? As the last critter or the last kind of thing
Blith.
In this area. Yep. It's Tormis.
Fuck is that?
Tormis the creepy fucking train. This is also on the list of critters. List of blisters.
Yeah, we didn't
list
make this.
List of bliffs.
Choo-choo, motherfucker.
Should I say? Choo-choo, standard action. Tormis can spend 5 grit and emit a loud choo-choo. All animals within range hear the whistle and must make a 7 plus instinct check. Or become entranced. While a critter entranced, they can do whatever they want. Attack, dodge, whatever. However, you must now exclusively speak in train, which is a combination of the words chugga-chugga and choo-choo. As a standard action, an entranced critter can attempt to shake themselves out of it by making a plus 8 instinct check.
For our viewers at home, Tormis is a... Imagine a Tormis the Tank Engine toy train with its eyes, the skin peeled back from its eyes and the lips, entirely in black and white. I'll take the damage. Matt didn't fucking describe the thing. It is glaring at us from the top of a counter next to the tills of the shop. I'll take one damage if I need to.
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah, go.
So, what do you want to do?
I'll chugga choo choo, chugga chugga choo choo, chugga. Chugga chugga choo choo choo.
Chugga, choo choo.
Chugga,
choo.
Let's run a train translation. Let's run a train on this guy.
A chugga, choo choo. A choo choo, chugga choo.
Do we know anything particular about Tormis that is? Do we? Because we're in here to get the power, right?
Yeah.
Do we see the switch, or do we see anything about Tormis that implies he's involved with it? Seeing as he's the most menacing blip we've come across.
Well,
must have been quite helpful.
You haven't seen where the switch is so far. The only place left is behind the counter that you could potentially check.
I'm going to talk to the train. And I'm going to ask him.
His own language.
Yep, I'm going to ask him if he can be of any help.
Are you gonna say that properly?
Chugga chugga choo 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 chugga chugga choo 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 chugga choo 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 chugga choo choo.
Right, this is gonna need a creepy filter on it, but
chugga chugga choo choo
choo chugga choo 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 chugga chugga choo 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 chugga choo.
He's having a stroke! Quick!
For the people at home, before they go insane and turn them, well, they've probably already turned off at this point anyway, after hearing a postman covered in goo and falling on the floor and whatnot.
Wayne's out of the lane, Jake.
I mean, you gotta try and roll a plus 8, and I don't know how the fuck any of you gonna do. Like, well, I mean,
no, it's a good info.
A 6. How the hell are you gonna end up getting a second 8 with a 6?
Well, I got a 5.
So you keep talking as if you're chugga chugga.
So yeah, at this point in time, the rabbit just appears to be in a very, I don't know. A very interesting. He's very focused on his conversation with this train.
Would.
And meanwhile, the train is talking back.
So.
Yeah, I mean, they seem to be having a great time.
Do we understand the chugga chews or no?
Is this a toy?
Not
like it.
At
is
all.
This, so it's, yeah, a,
it
it's a glyph.
It's quite a big toy.
It's not a full size.
Can I roll a noggin check to know if there's like a way to turn this toy off?
Off button.
Yes, I'll say you need a 6.
Damn it!
Oh.
That's a 3.
You have no idea how to turn this thing off. You just know it's a toy train.
Choo-choo.
Kolaris is going to walk up, make eye contact with the uncomfortably flesh-like grayscale train, and go and point to his club. Chugga. And then point to Tormis.
Choo.
And see if he gets it's a threat to get the fuck out of the way.
Roll a vibe check against this thing.
Oh no. My vibe is not. Oh, that's a 1.
Well, this thing has a d4. Oh!
Oh! Uh-huh!
We
both get 1s!
Well, unfortunately.
Roll off.
Powered by friendship, one of the actions of this creature. Tormis is an ever smiling energy vampire. They can make a vibe check against the target's insta. Oh, wait, maybe I read that wrong. Okay. I need to do instead roll me an instinct.
Okay.
All of us?
No.
7.
Okay, you find this thing absolutely fucking creepy as shit. And, yeah. What do you want to do with it?
Right. Clarice is gonna wave a hand over his shoulder, like, follow me to the rest of the gang. And go, Chugga! Choo! And nod his head over to the gap here in between Tormis and the entrance to the little alcove bit with the counter. And he's just gonna walk on by while keeping a stern eye on the train.
Yeah, it's not gonna let you do that. It's gonna kind of sit in the middle.
Alright then. Clarice will shrug and go,
choo!
And just ready up to swing on the train.
Can I try another... Can I see if there's a weakness? I wouldn't know that there's a weakness. Can I see one? With an instinct check or something.
Big glow in the dark.
Go for it. You're going to roll an instinct check to get something, right? Got him.
Remember that red dot?
That's a 4.
Ooh. This also has a 4. You find this thing absolutely adorable.
Oh, chugga chugga choo. Choo 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 choo.
So yeah, you're now kind of enthralled by this thing. It's looking like your best friend, all of a sudden.
Jagger.
Anyone else want to try anything?
Yeah, Jacob being jealous of this new relationship that looks to be blooming, will throw the on fire postman at the train.
Oh.
You want to throw the on fire postman?
One way or another, we will have a Molotov man. You know this. There's no alcohol in here. It's a kiddie park. To make do.
Sure, then.
We'll find some hand sanitizer later, I'm sure.
I mean, I'm guessing that's going to be a scrap.
Scurry.
Yeah. Scurry.
Dodging, leaping, throwing, balancing.
Got it. Roll me a scurry. With disadvantage, because this is a flaming pile of goo.
Alright, that's an 8.
Okay. Wasn't planning on this. This thing has a D6 worth of scurry. There's no way you can beat it, but just for the instinct. It actually does roll 6, but... wait, do you get +2 to scurry?
Yes.
Damn. Okay, well then you launch this puddle of flaming goo.
Napalm.
Pop-pom. Napalm, perhaps.
Something. Okay. Throwing all the curveballs at me today. Fire, burn, condition. Burn operates much in the same way as bleed does, but each round on your turn, fire spreads, dealing an additional X accumulated damage. So a crit on fire with 2 suffers 2, 4, then 6. Alright. So I need you to spend me some grit to tell me how much this thing gets on fire by.
Alright, so what's the prices? How much grit do I need to spend for what effect?
Well, you're going to have burning. It's a 1-for-1.
Okay, so I have 20 grit.
Right. So can burn this thing alive if you really want. You want to spend all 20 grit in one go?
Well, how much grit do I need to burn it alive?
Well, here's the thing. It's one of those things. It will double as time goes by. So you can have at least a good couple of goes on this thing, or you could just straight up murder it with 14.
I assume.
However, don't forget your friend Toucan is now infatuated with this thing.
Oh, yeah, so don't! What I'm going to do. Chugga, 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 choo, 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 chugga, chugga.
Is it all still speaking in train?
We're not going to kill it. I'm going to use.
Right.
7.
Can we tame it?
Grit.
Right. So you're using 7 grit to throw this thing and set it on fire.
So that takes half its life off of it, right?
Yes.
And it's on fire.
It is on fire. Next turn it will die for certain. And are you wanting to go into combat?
Well, I mean, as part of this action, I'm just going to try and get taken away from it.
I will say that is a roll for combat then.
Okay, so I've already thrown it. Yeah. It is on fire and it's half dead, and now we're going into combat.
Yeah.
All right, rolling d6 for scrap. I got a 3.
I don't imagine this thing will last very long, but considering now Toucan's on its side.
Oh, shit.
Toucan, roll me a scrap to see where you come in the fight.
Oh.
I have disadvantage.
That's okay. So, I'm before Toucan, so I'm going to try and restrain Toucan and get him away from the fire. And
Chugga, chugga, choo choo.
I have.
Well, so far, Manny's going first. 6.
Yeah.
Five.
No, I have plus 1 to screw it, but I have all the disadvantage.
Ah, this is the worst episode of Choo Choo Charlie that I've ever seen.
That would be a
It's not, actually. The name's wrong.
Yeah, but it is also a game.
It is. And it's still, the name's still not correct.
Oh. Oh. Choo Choo Charlie isn't a thing.
It is not.
It's Choo Choo.
Don't say it. Yes, the name is not the same. I know what I was doing, dumbass. Don't try to.
Well played.
I got it.
Well played. Okay, Jay, what was yours?
4.
It's a 4.
You got it first.
I'll give you that one. That was very clever of you. Alright, so it is. It's Manny Manuel first then.
Chugga 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 choo choo! I'm going to get. Toucan and try to pull it away. To protect Ben, to keep it away from this big creepy bastard.
Right, so you're going to try and pull Toucan away.
Yes, against his will, if possible.
Right, okay, I'm going to say it's a scrap off then.
Scrap off! Chug chug! Choo choo!
Chug 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 chug!
Roll me a scrap and a scrap. Touc.
It's a 6.
Yeah, Flower does manage to pull you away from this thing. You will get another chance.
Chugga!
To...
Chugga choo choo!
Choo 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 chugga follower.
Choo choo chugga chugga.
Chugga choo choo choo.
Gertrude, is it you're standing by watching all her friends make weird train noises?
So you're not going to attack.
Train hasn't done anything bad yet, so no.
Okay. Jay, Claris, what are you doing?
Claris is a simple badger. He's not much for fucking around with trying to comfort
someone. I'm a simple southern boy.
Southern fellow, you simply have to go.
Say it properly, please.
In fact, crit has come and you should go.
No. Give me the chugga chugga.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant my catch. Can I do the catchphrase in
this
chugga
piece
chugga
of
chugga?
Shit's
I don't think so.
This.
Oh, I am.
Chugga chugga. Choo choo.
And Claris is going to, like, essentially pain train.
Go for it.
So full on shoulder charge ramming this guy. He's not going to use the club. He's just going to go for it.
Somewhere close to using the catchphrase as well.
Right. Scrap then.
Scrap, which would be a d10 for Colaudus. He's a scrappy lad.
Could be a 4.
That's an 8.
Okay, oh, what nice. Damage are you doing?
Well, is there just a... Would plain pause, putting pause on him, would that be a just scrap on its own? Because I did say I wasn't going to use the club.
Yeah, go on then. Now, that seemed a bit OP, but you are a d10.
Oh, d10! 10!
Well, yeah, that's how you managed to kill this thing then.
Claris charges into this flaming train with much determination on his badger face and manages to just shatter it to pieces.
And with that, the chugga chugga choo choo spell kind of thing has worn off. And you will find yourselves kind of regaining your normal tongue. Toucan, you're a little bit delirious, but
chugga.
You sort of kind of don't understand why Manny Manuro is holding on to you so tightly. And,
a chugga choo choo.
Chugga chugga.
You can't talk normal.
Chugga. Chugga choo choo chugga. Chugga.
And then you realise he is talking normally.
Chugga! Chugga!
I've missed you,
I'll
mate.
Give you some of the chugga chugga if you don't shut the hell up. Right, let's go find that switch.
Right, so just one of you roll me a noggin check and see if you find
the switch. Could it be someone who's not Claris? Punchy boy is not smart. Oh, well, flower!
Manny, you managed to find a sink. Cap, you managed to find something that isn't switch. And yeah, Tukin, you find the switch.
Yeah, I just opened the cash register.
Right, before we flip that, could we look around for some stuff, perhaps? Not for now, scavenge what we can.
Alright, remember the plan. We need to see if there's an upstairs to this place.
There is not.
Alright.
Could I...
We'll switch the switch. Tukin, you want to get out onto the roof and see what you can see?
Chugga. Sorry. Yes, I will.
Can I, Claris, look around for some stuff? Like lost candy bar or something?
Yeah, alright. Start off, roll me a... Well, it is just noggin, really, isn't it? For human foodie stuff, so... Probably
ooh, a 5! It's good for me, I only have a d6.
Ooh, well, I say you can find some more of your buff bollocks.
Yeah, they are a popular food item.
Yeah, you know, kind of at the front, there's a few of them left in like a airtight packet. They seem okay.
Alright, so I'm going to have taken a few minutes to get outside, and I'm going to switch the switch once he's... Once I think he's under there, so that you can
see
what
happens.
They're
d6 health, right?
Yeah.
And how much SP are they?
They were 3 each, weren't they?
They can be. I wouldn't be able to carry them if they were.
Oh, God damn it. They were quite big, weren't they?
I think they might have been 2 each.
Big bollocks.
Everything's been 2 so far. I need to start upping the SP number. But yeah, alright, fine. 2 for now.
We don't have much SP.
We don't have much SP.
That's the whole point. It's resource management. Right, so Turkin, you somehow managed to find your way onto the roof. What exactly are you looking for?
I'm looking for weaknesses. So I would basically say, like, where they're getting water, if they're getting electricity, where, like, guard stations. I'm looking for weakness.
Transport would be good, too, if we can find something like the van you could take.
Yes, van. Is the van inoperable? Well, do we still have... I mean, I know it's...
It's outside the gate.
The van is outside the gate. There is no way of getting inside. However, as you're gazing across the entirety of the park, you do see a monorail that seems to kind of span every single land of this park.
Monorail.
And almost as if you would have been told by the people outside before you decided to run over the children, you would have been told that that's the best way of moving from land to land to land to be able to get to the final area.
Perfect. Do I need to roll anything? But to roll, like, see if I know any other weaknesses? Like, how to shut off the...
I wouldn't necessarily... Do you know what? Roll me a vibe check, then.
Damn it.
Find the armor.
That's a 2.
You absolutely have no idea about anything else, but you know this train is probably the best option you have.
I dare say, Mr. Jacob, I see a monorail.
Fantastic, Tukin, fantastic.
I'm just yelling
anything
this.
Else? Did we... See any guards? Any other weaknesses? No.
No. Sorry.
Did you see what actually lit up when we flicked the switch?
Would I be able to see that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You notice that the monorail has now started working.
Oh, we lit up them. Okay, so the power that we...
So we turned on a train.
Something about train puts a shiver down my spine now.
Where we will leave this episode for tonight. Thank you for everyone who's still listening.
We're not sorry.
We are never sorry.
This is what it is.
You knew what you signed up for.
This season.
Yeah, this is 4 seasons in, bud. You know what we are.
This is your fault.
Again, find us on our socials, Twitter, Blue Sky. Whatnot. Even on Instagram, just find Lulu, you'll find us. And yeah, until next time, bye bye everyone.